Ksuvos Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksuvos Bavli, Daf Ayin Tes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Ches Madalas at the second Mishnah, Noflula. Noflula Nechosim, Yilakach Behem Kauka, Vuhu Oichel Peiris, Peiris Tlushim in a Kauka, Yikach Behem Kauka, Vuhu Oichel Peiris. If a woman inherited money, the husband buys land with it and eats the Peiris. Also, if she inherited Peiris detached from the ground, he buys land with it and eats the Peiris. Peiris Mechuboim, Amav Meir, Shomen Oison, Kamehen Yofin, the Peiris, the Kamehen Yofin, Belay Peiris, Moisa Yilkach Mehem Kauka, Vuhu Oichel Peiris. Attached Peiris, Rav Meir says, we evaluate how much the land is worth with Peiris and how much is worth without Peiris. The excess he buys land for this amount and he eats the Peiris. The Chachonim in Peiris and Chuboim the Kauka Shaloi, Vatlushim in a Kauka Shalo, Yilkach Behem a Kauka, Vuhu Oichel Peiris. Chachonim say, attached Peiris belong to him, detached Peiris are hers, and he buys land with them and eats the Peiris. And the Gemara says, Amav Yumya, Dereb Meir he, Dereb Meir Ovad, Mechuboim Ketulushim. The Gemara says, Rav Yumya tells us that Rav Meir teaches here, as he taught elsewhere, because Rav Meir considers attached Peiris like detached, and holds that one swears about them like, as they say, metaltalin, movable objects. Amav Yosi, Veloi Shmiya, Damav Yosi, Ben Chanina, Veloi Amav Meir, Ela, Bekamah, Imedes Leikotzer, Ugufanim, Oimdois Leibotzer, HaShachas Loi, from Hacha Afilu Shachas. Rav Yosi asked, did he not hear that Rav Yosi ben Chanina said that Rav Meir said so about Shvua, only about crops and vines standing to be harvested, but not about fodder? However, here, even fodder, he doesn't consider it attached. Rav Yumya bar Mechalfa should say to Rav Meir, Taman le Avad Mechuboim Ketulushim, Va'acha Avad Mechuboim Ketulushim. Rav Yumya asked, Rav Meir seems to contradict himself. There, regarding Shvua, he doesn't consider attached to be like detached, unless it's ready to be harvested, and here he considers attached like detached, even if it's not ready to be harvested. Amav Yochanan, loy dub meya ovad mechubam kutulushim, ela im ataroye kama kutsua, at meyafa koicha shal isha, sade shaloi nizra, at meyafa koicha shal ish, mesafek, shamanoisa, kama haise yofe, at shaloi nizra, the kama hi yofe, mishinizra. Rav Yochanan says, Rav Meir does not consider attached to be like detached. Rather, if you view the attached crop as if it's detached, you give more rights to the woman. If you consider the field as if it was not seeded and everything grew in her husband's domain, then you give more rights to the man. Amidst this sophic, with doubt as to whom the crops belong, you evaluate how much the land was worth before it was seeded and how much it was worth after it was seeded. Adshlo nizra, hi tava chad dina mishinizra, hi yafe train dinorin, oisa dina yilakach boi kauka vuhu oichel peiris. So, for example, if before it was seeded it was worth 1 dinar, and after it was seeded it was worth 2 dinarim, that dinar means the excess, he buys land with it, and he eats the peiris. We come now to the next Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mokom Sheyafe Koichoi Beknisasa, Haira Koichoi Beyetziasa. Mokom Sheyafe Koichoi Beknisasa, Yafe Koichoi Beyetziasa. Rabbi Shimon says that in the place, in the matter in which her husband has more rights when she enters, he has less rights when she leaves, means she gets divorced. In the place in which he has less rights when she enters, he has more rights when she leaves. Hamechubam lekalka mekenisasa sheloi v'yitziyasa shelo. Hatzlushim lekalka mekenisasa shelo v'yitziyasa sheloi. What is attached to the ground when she enters is his, when she leaves it's hers. What is attached to the ground when she enters is hers, when she leaves it's his. And the Gemara says, At oma mekenisasa sheloi, mocho isan ena mechurim nasnasan la'aris hu Mishtapem menu, ases oisan bikurim, lekidre. The Gemara says, you say that when she enters, it's his. If she sold the attached peiris, they are not sold. If she gave the land to a sharecropper, her husband benefits from it and gets the owner's share of the peiris. If she declared them to be bikurim, they did not become kadosh. Adam v'yitziyasa shela, mocha oisan ena mechurim, nasta na'aris, hi mishtapem memenu, asa oisan bikurim, taflugde v'yirchon v'vshim melokish. You say that when she leaves, it's hers. If he sold the attached peiris, they're not sold. If he gave the land to a sharecropper, she benefits from it. If he declares them to be bekurim, the Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlokish argue about this case. Tif palgun, v'samachta b'chala teva shenosan l'cha shem alikecha v'lebeisecha melamed she'odam mevi bekurim v'nechse ishtoi. They argued about this based on the following pasuk in Dvarim Perek Chof Vav Pasuk Yud Aleph. It says, and you shall rejoice in all the good that Hashem has given you and to your household. And this teaches that a man brings bikurim from his wife's property. Rav Shimon ben Lakish omar la'acha misa habachayim loy. Rav Shimon said, this is after death, but in her lifetime, then not. Where the Bjerchen says there's no difference between in her lifetime and after her death. Rishokish holds, like he taught elsewhere, he said that one does not inherit his wife midoraisa, therefore a pasuk needs to teach that he brings. If midoraisa he inherits her, obviously he brings. If he was Mekadosh Bikurim in her lifetime, according to Rish Lakish, they're not Kadosh. According to Rabbi Yochanan, they are Kadosh, but their Kedusha is uprooted if she left his Rishuth before he detached them, because they were Kadosh only for after he would detach them. His right to detach them caused that she could not sell, give, or be Makdish them. And the next Mishnah says, Nafrila Avodim Rishvachos V'keinim Imochu V'yakach Bahem Karka V'hu Eichel Peiros. If she inherited old slaves, they're sold, he buys land with the money and he eats the Peiros. Rishim Gamliel Omer, like Timkom of Nei Shevach Beisavir. Rishim Gamliel says they're not sold if she protests because they are the honor of her father's house. And the Gemara says Masnisa b'she'einan oisin k'dei tfilasam, avalim hayu oisin k'dei tfilasam, like Timkom shodain k'void beis avir kayin. The Gemara says that the next mission discusses when trees don't produce k'dei tipulam, which means fruits worth the cost of taking care of their food needs. If they do produce k'dei tipulam, she may not sell because the honor of her father's house endures, as we'll see now in the next Mishnah. Nafru la zesim v'gavronim zekenim yimachu le'itzim v'yakach ben karka v'hu oichel peiros. If she inherited old olive trees and vines, they're sold for wood, he buys land with the money and eats the peiros. Rabbi Yehuda says she does not sell them because they're the honor of her father's house. The Gemara says, Rabbi Avun b'shem avonin de taman Masnisa b'shenafru lazesim v'loi karkon, gefonim v'loi karkon. Rav Avun, quoting the Rabbanon of Bavel, said that our Mishnah discusses when she inherited olive trees, but not rights to their land, or vines, but not their land. Avalim nafru lazesim v'karkon, gefonim v'karkon, leitikot shadayin shevach b'yifavir kayin. Have she inherited olive trees and their land, or vines and their land, all agree that she has not cut them, because the honor of her father's house endures. Rabbanon, the hacha amrin afilu, Naflu la zesim mekarkon, gefonim mekarkon, loi, it should say, shmei beis zesa, mipnei shenaflu v'loi shmei beis karma, shmei. Rabbanon here at Yisrael say that even if she inherited olive trees in the land, or vines in the land, he cuts them because it's not called an olive orchard, since the trees are old, and it's as if they fell, and it's not called a vineyard, since it's as if they already fell. Masnisa, Messiah le Rabbanon, de Tamon, Karma ani meichel lach afapisha ein by gefonim hareze mocho, shloi mocholai ela shmoi, pardesa ani meichel lach afapisha ein by elonois hareze mocho, shloi mocholai ela shman. We have a support for the Rabbanon of Bavel from the following. If one said, I sell to you a vineyard, even if there are no vines in it, it's sold, because he sold to him only its name, means it's called a vineyard. I sell to you an orchard, even if there are no trees in it, it's sold, because he sold to him only its name.